thanks to Boylan's drawing. Within 6 weeks, police follow a trail of evidence to this man, Richard Allen Davis, who looks nothing like the original police sketch, but very much like the man Boylan has drawn.
Now let's get to the point. You tell me, oh, you know I did it, you want to know why.
Eventually, Davis confesses not only to kidnapping Polly, but also to her murder. The nation joins the Klass family in mourning the loss of 12-year-old Polly. Even though Gene Boylan's work was instrumental in the capture and conviction of Polly's killer, sadly, there is always a new case for her to solve.
I think that Jeannie Boylan has a great gift, that she has a gift from the gods which law enforcement should continue to use.
Despite her impressive record of success, Boylan denies that she has any special talent. She believes her methods can be taught to other law enforcement sketch artists, and if they're applied in a timely manner, they can even save lives.
I think it's just sitting down and having empathy and having compassion for someone that's been through a horrible ordeal and taking the time to listen, which is a luxury oftentimes police don't have.
Sometimes a pad and pencil is the best weapon to catch a criminal. But in the computer age, agents have to rely on technology and imagination. Fingertips stab at a keyboard. Bloodshot eyes glare at a glowing computer screen. A small band of cyber thieves called the Phone Masters are in the midst of a massive internet crime spree. They've been stealing calling card numbers and top secret information to sell on the black market. They've even managed to steal unlisted phone numbers at the highest levels of the United States government. An electronic invasion that seriously threatens national security.
They actually looked at Bill Clinton's mother and got her telephone information, saw every place that she called and all the places that were calling her. And then they had all the unlisted numbers from the White House. And so they had some extensive knowledge and were able to get into systems that they really should never have been in.
FBI agent Mike Morris is in charge of an impossible mission: to arrest people he can't identify with technology that hasn't even been invented yet.
We're real concerned about the Phone Masters in that this group had penetrated phone switches and phone systems throughout the United States.
Morris, like most Americans in 1994, knows very little about computers and the internet. But he wonders if the FBI could possibly wiretap computer hackers the same way that it taps phone calls.